So one goes into the Tirtha, things will be happy. How will he be happy? How will the Tirtha purify him? In fact, the Tirtha will neglect him. Therefore, Gurudev would say, there should be a big astrologer. This astrologer, he could see past, present, future. So one day he saw his astrology. And there he saw that that a crocodile is going to eat me in the water. Now I'll leave from here. Now I'll go to such a place where there won't be any water, anything. And this way I'll change my destiny. So he was not surrendered to Bhagawan. So this way he said, I'll be free, liberated, and I'll go to some place where there's no water. So then he went to the desert. So there he went to the desert and there he saw. Right? So then the king there, he saw that he was a very scholar, big scholar. And he was Dharmagya, Tatpagya. So he called this king to his palace. So I said, oh king, why are you staying here and there? Come and stay in my palace. You give me Gyan Siksha. Look after my well-being. So after some time, he sent the prince to the scholar. So he said, all right, it's very good. And so he started looking after the prince. And then slowly what happened? This prince became a 15-year-old boy, became very qualified. So in this way, the king was thinking, a very qualified son. Also the scholar, this pundit is very good. Bhagawan himself has sent him here. And this way, even this boy, he didn't know anyone except his teacher. He didn't know anyone except his guru. He was very happy, saying that my son, he is a big scholar. So one day the king, he asked his guru, saying, what is the fruit of all the tirthas? So then Guruji, he said, fruit of tirthas is to be in the association of the sadhus, where Sri Krishna Bhajan is performed very nicely. You go to tirthas, and where there is no sadhu, that place is not a tirtha. You should not go to that tirtha, where there is no sadhu. This way, where there is no Vaishnava, that place is not a tirtha. And where there is Vaishnava, that place is Vrindavan. That place is a place of indescribable joy. That place is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is where there's a collection of devotees, group of devotees. So this way, he's going here and there. If you go to Tirthas here and there, you'll only see all these animals, birds. You'll only see all these things, but you won't see the Tirtha. But a sadhu, what does he do? He removes this bad vision and he gives you this sadvritti, good vision. So he said, oh, which Tirtha should I go? Where can I find these sadhus? Then he said, all right. In Makar Sankranti, all the sadhus, santa, mahatmas, they go to Ganga Sagar. You see, if you only have a bath once, in Ganga Sagar once, you get the fruit of bathing in all the other tirthas many times. So if you go there and bathe in Ganga Sagar, then if you have the satsanga, then Kapil Dev, Bhagirath Maharaj, they're all present there. Big Rishi Muni is there. So you go there to Ganga Sagar and you bathe there once. And this way, by bathing there once, all fruits are here. So then he heard this. So then he became very stubborn, saying, oh Guruji, you take me. And Guruji said, I won't come. Why? Then he stopped eating, drinking. Now he was in hunger strike. Then the king said, oh Panditji, why is your disciple stopped everything, eating, drinking, sleeping? And he said, oh brother, let's go there. He said, no, I cannot go. I said, why not? He said, I can go there. No, I won't go. I said, why not? Because I'm scared of water. If I go in water, this crocodile will eat me. Will catch me and eat me, so I will not go. I'm saying I cannot go there. So then the king, he said, I'll make a nice cage for you. And then put you in this cage. And then you can go inside this Ganga Sagar. And this way, make a nice cage for you. And this way, when you go inside this cage, then everyone can come and see. And this way, he spoke all the glories. And then this way, the prince, he became very happy. And then the king, he sent his son with the entire army and everyone. He said, when the crocodile come, he knew it'll eat him, tear him into many pieces. So in this way, the king, then he left with his army. So then you're saying, just see how he's being worshipped, how he's being respected. Then they say, when he went to Ganga Sagar, then he saw there was one iron cage, very big cage. So in this way, they're walking through this cage. And then they're all bathing in this big cage, very steep water. They were all bathing there. And this way, they were bathing in the water and they came out. And this way, the king's prince also, he was also floating in that water. And then he said, oh Guruji, oh Panditji, you also have a bath here. And he said, okay, come here. This is a Tirtha, matter of great fortune that you are here. So then this way, he was there. And after some time, he saw, saying, oh Guruji, I was waiting for you for 16 years. And then he became a crocodile, and then he swallowed his Guruji. And then he escaped into the water, into the river. So you see, Kal, this time of death, will not leave anyone. So what is written on your forehead, this karma will not go away so easily. It will go away easily only if you remember Sri Hari. You take shelter of Sri Hari. And the king said, Panditji, where is my Pandit, where is my son? And then the crocodile was laughing and was floating in the ocean. And this way, Panditji was digested in his stomach. So he was saying, I was waiting 16 years for this Pandit. So then Guruji said, just see. He says he knows everything, but he will not accept. He doesn't remember Bhagwan. See, calamity can come for anyone. This Hari, Bimari, Dukari, the fruits of karma can come to anyone. But who will remove this? So then Gurudev, he would speak another story. He said, just see. He said, in another place, one king, he had a newborn son. So then this way, the maidservants of this queen, there were many maidservants. They're called Dai, Bai. Means like a nurse. And the nurse, you know, she looks after the baby more than even the mother. So then Chatti Pujan was being done, means after the 6th day. 6 days after the child's birth, then there's a puja. So in this way, they were all sleeping there. But the nursemaid, this Daima, she was not sleeping. She decorated this boy. She had arranged for him to sleep nicely inside the house. This way, there was incense and there was a lamp lit. What is Chatti Pujan? And after his Chatti Puja, Brahma himself, he comes and he writes the destiny of that baby on his forehead. That this way, whatever is written, that is bound to happen. What is written, his destiny is bound to happen. That which is inevitable. So this way, from all four sides, he surrendered in the house. And this way, the nursemaid, she was sleeping. She locked the door. So then at 12 o'clock, before 3 in the morning, It said the devatas, they come and go. And the creator of Brahma, he came. Give me way, I want to go inside. So he said, you can go on one condition. You have to write what you will write. You have to tell me what you will write on his forehead. If you tell me, then I'll let you go. So they requested him so many times, but still. Then he realized, all right, now. Let him come, then I'll sleep again. So they say when Brahma came, then she moved aside. Then Brahma came inside. Then again she slept on the pathway. It is the rule of the devatas that you should never cross over anyone. If anyone is sleeping, and if you cross over someone, then all your sukriti will go away. All your sukriti, yash, punya, everything. Therefore, if any person is sleeping, or then you should fold hands and cross over him. Now they're like a monkey, you jump over him and go. Because this is a rule in UP. In UP, no one cares for anyone. In UP, especially here, the people, they don't care for all these rules. But before you cross some person, you must be very careful. And this way, he was sleeping then. And this way, she had made sure that Brahma cannot come outside. Because you see, in this way, Brahma, he could not escape now. He could not leave. So then she asked Brahma, what have you written? This boy's forehead and this boy's destiny. So this I cannot say. Then I will not let you leave. And here Brahma Murtha was coming. And in this way, he was thinking, what can I do? And she said, if you tell anyone what is written in this boy's destiny, then he will die immediately. And you will die immediately. And she said, all right, no harm. And Brahma said, you see, this Rajkumar, when he'll be 16 years of age, when he'll be a young man, then there'll be a thunderbolt, will strike his head, and he will die. He'll be very qualified, very beautiful, the entire kingdom will like him very much, all the ministers, king, they like him very much. But then one day, this lightning will strike his head, and he will die, and the entire kingdom will be destroyed. So then she heard what happened. And then Brahma, he left. So now she was very sad. They say she will look after this boy, massage him. So this boy, he was becoming, gradually he was becoming more and more young. They say as every day passed, he started becoming bigger and bigger. The king was so happy with his son, the queen, the kingdom, everyone. This way, you see, he would not even go to his mother and father. He would only go to his nursemaid. And then this nursemaid, she would, whenever she'd see him, take him on her lap. She started weeping, crying so much. So when he became 14 or 15 years of age, and one day he asked, well, everyone becomes happy on seeing me, but why are you always crying on seeing me? You have to say something. I said, oh, what can I do? Even if I say something, then I'll die. And he's saying, today you have to say. And the prince, he got hold of her feet. And then when she didn't agree, then he started fasting. And the king, queen, they all came saying, what is the problem? And then he said, whenever she sees me, she's always weeping. Why is she weeping? Saying, I cannot say. So what does harm in saying? I'll die. So even if you die, no harm, but still you have to say. Because he's the king. You see my sword then? And then in this way, he only had one more year left to live. And she told the Rajkumar, see, you'll only live for one more year. And after 1 year, this lightning bolt will strike your head. No one will be able to save you. The entire kingdom will be destroyed. So, okay, good. If I have to die, I'll die now. I told you, now I will die. Now I'll die immediately. Because this is the rule of destiny. am bound by this promise. And then she said, and she died. And then this way, he was very sad, this prince. But he was very intelligent. And just before his 16th birthday, the whole night, he sat on his horse and he went where? And then he stopped his horse and he went walking. Across some hills and he went to the jungle. And there he went to the ashram of the rishis. And there he saw. He surrendered to the rishis. There he saw the rishis were absorbed in meditation. And they say, and the rishis and the meditation. And it was finished. Then they said, oh Rajkumar, how did you come here? I said, oh. Then he told the rishi, since you know I'm a prince, then you also know why I've come here. They said, yes, I know everything. He said, all right. He said, you chant this mantra. What is this Mool mantra? You remember this mantra. And they say, and don't leave me, even for one moment. Always stay near me. And this way, the rishi, he was sitting on top and the disciple was sitting down. He said, without me, don't go anywhere else. And this way, after 16 years, then there was no storm, nothing. Then there was a thunderbolt. A big thunderbolt. And all the birds, animals, they all started running here and there. And they all went inside their ashram. And this way, there was Vajrapat. But still he could not come into the ashram because of his tapasya, the rishi's tapasya. And this way, after some time, Yamaraji came. He said, this is his last day. Leave this boy. I can leave him, but on one condition, that first you kill me and then you can kill this boy. Because this boy has taken my shelter. Saying, I cannot leave him then. Then Indra himself came with this thunderbolt. But still he could not do anything because of this rishi. Then Vidhi himself came, Brahma himself came. And so Brahma himself came and said that no, I can. He said, I'll not let you kill this boy. And then there was big Dharma Sabha. But, oh, his karma is bound to happen this way. And they say, this entire kingdom will be destroyed. Saying, I'll now let this boy die. Then in the end, then they said, all right. Then after 1 year, his nails will grow. So then you just put your nail out. And then there'll be the nail will die. Then thunderbolt will fall. And since you have so much hair on your head, put some hair outside. And then because of this Vajrapat thunderbolt, your hair will also come out. So your hair will die. Your nails will die. Not your hair that is growing from the scalp, but the hair that is out. So in this way, your hair will also be cut and your nail will also be cut. So then it's like you're dying. When you cut your nails and you cut your hair, you never feel anything. So then he died. So then this way, Brahma and everyone, they gave Ashirvad. And then this way, when he went to his kingdom, there he saw. Just see the mercy, the son of the Kripa, of the Santas. That which is bound to happen, even that is avoided. No one can stop this. So Gurudev would say that in his village, in his Brahmin family, there was one boy. He left his village and he went to the Himalayas to perform austerities. And he went to the Himalayas. He did austerities for 12 years. And when he returned, then the villagers, they said, what have you done? He said, now I have conquered the entire world. He said, how have you conquered the entire world? He said, all of you come to the Ganga. In this way, I'll walk on the water of the Ganga. Back and forth. So then all the villagers came there. saying, what tapasya have you done? He's walking on water. So in this way, he started saying that I can walk on water. So then when he came there, then the serpent, she came there. So the serpent also was the grandfather for Gurudev. So then he said, oh, Dadaji, you also come and see how I'm walking on water, the yogi said to Gurudev's grandfather. Then Gurudev's grandfather said, you wasted 12 years of your life. You could have crossed the Ganga if you had just given 1 paisa to the boatman. For 12 years now, you only earned 1 paisa now. So then chastised him, saying, what is the use of your austerities for 12 years? And you can just walk on water. If you would be doing Bhagavan's bhajan, now you'd be a realized soul. What will happen by this, by walking on water? Just by walking on water, what will happen? Should cross over this ocean of birth and death. So in this way, he gave so much gyan. Then the king, Gurudev said, I never saw this yogi. This yogi, no, he became very pure. He changed him. Then this way, again he went to Haridwar, to Rishikesh. Then he went to Uttarkashi. And then to Devprayag. And then he accepted a Sadguru. Oh. He started chanting Trilakh Harinam. And in Uttarkashi, Devprayag, everyone became his follower. So he became a very realized soul. And sometimes he'd come to do Tirthi Yatra. And where he'd go, everyone would see how he would do bhajan. Follow Nirjala Ekadashi. Do Harinam. Without Katha Kirtan, he wouldn't do anything else. In this way, he became a realized soul, perfected soul. So this way, Gurudev would say, when I read the Ramayana, and one day I saw that there I went to the, when I saw Ram going to the forest, I saw how all the Rishi Maharshis met Ram, and in this way, they were all worshipping Ram. And Ram was very happy. Then they asked Ram, we'll ask something for you, from you, can you give? He said, what? Can you be my, can you be our beloved? Accept us as your beloveds. Ram said, I am Maryada Purushottam. I can never do anything like this. I can do one thing that in the upper yuga, I'll send you to Praja. There you'll be born in the homes of the gopis and gopas. And then you'll be, I'll accept all of you. So then Gurudev, he'd see all these leelas. And then he'd say, just see. Since now my mind is always absorbed in this Ramayana, Ramlila. Gurudev knew all of Ramayana, all of Ramlila. This, he saw. Then Ramchandra, he was saying that I cannot accept them in this form. I can only accept them in my form as Krishna. So Hanuman, he was Ram's servant, Sugriva, Vibhishan. He accepted all of them. But he didn't accept anyone except Sita as his beloved. This is not possible for him. Gurudev would say, that day I prayed so much. Oh Prabhu, in this dham of Sri Krishna, how can we go to this dham of Krishna? How can we be born there? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, Vishwanapure Janamalai Bhojavata Vibhavabe Rajakopi Bhava Vahibe Svabhav Anabhava Nara Vibhavabe. So to be born in Braj, to come to Braj, and to stay in Braj, and to accept Bhagwan has your priya thumb in Braj. As long as this samanda is not had, then Bhagwan will never accept you. In the other avatars, this is never seen. In all these other limbs of bhakti, like Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, even they are not present in all the avatars. In Ram, Sakya, Vatsalya is half and half. There is Dasya, but Gaurav Mahi. There is not full Dasya. So in this way, Gurudev would say, when I saw how Ram was like this, he only had 2.5 rasas, so I was thinking, I started praying to Ram. Then by Ram's mercy, by his causeless mercy, he gave darshan. And they say, after giving darshan, what did he say? He said, now don't delay. Now it's only a matter of some time. I made all arrangements for you. And they say, your Gurudev was very enthusiastic. He would always, in studying, in playing, he was always first. And also in horse riding, because his college was very far from his village. Primary school was 5 or 7 kilometers away. And even now, if you see, before there were no streets also. Very kacha, means like mud roads. These van rickshaws, they would take all these boys there. Or else they had to go walking. And all these muddy fields everywhere. So if a Gurudev knew how to ride horse, so he would go his horse and he'd go to his college. Before, all these rich, wealthy people, they'd go horseback. Gurudev was very strong also. So one day he saw, and in this very hot day, Gurudev, he saw that the horse was very tired. So he knew the horse was very tired. So therefore the horse needs some water. So then he came in the morning. Now he's tied, the horse is tied. And he has to also go to college. So there he saw that all 4 sides, there were hills. There was a pond. So then Gurudev, he left the horse there. Go drink some water and I'm here. But still the horse didn't return. So now it is going dark at night. So then Gurudev, anyhow, he came there because there's a pond there, the bottom of the hill. So then, so the horse was just standing there after drinking water. Now the horse could not come. So he's saying, what's happened to the horse? So maybe someone's cast a spell on this horse. So then Gurudev was calling out to this horse. And there he saw, the horse was not moving. And so the horse was just standing like a statue. Wasn't even saying anything, nothing. So at that time, so as Gurudev came there, then he saw one yogi, he was coming out of a cave. He had many matted locks of hair. He was naked. They say, he's yogi, he said, you left this horse to drink water from here. Now see here, I've caught your horse. I will not let your horse leave. I was waiting for you. Now you've come. Now you've given me darshan. Now I'll go to my Nityadham. Now I'm giving you all my strength, all my potency, all my tapasya to you. Now I'm going. Gurudev, he saw. He was folding his hands and he was standing there. And he offered many stutis. This way, his head slowly, gradually, there was some smoke seen from his head. And then he left his body. So that time, Gurudev, for the first time, he saw someone leaving his body there, like a yogi. And the horse, which was in trance, in a spell, the horse was also released now from that spell. Gurudev, he got that horse back to his house. He was thinking, who is this Mahatma? Who is this Tapasvi? He was thinking, who is this person? So that Divya Anubhuti Darshan that Gurudev had, therefore, the Darshan of the Santas is that by having Darshan of a Sadhu, your Sansar will finish now. Now you can no longer do Sansar. Because as long as you not have Darshan of a Sadhu, then your Sansar will continue. Therefore, Tatrapi Durlabhi Anne Vaikuntha Darshanam. The most rare Darshan you can ever have is that of a Sadhu. To accept a Sadhu, to see a Guru as a Guru, see a Sadhu. To see a Bhakta as a Bhakta, or accept Bhagavan as Bhagavan is not something ordinary. There is a Shraddha Tu Anya Upaya Varjanam Mano Nimesha. So what is the meaning of Shraddha? The mind will never be restless. See, one will always be enthusiastic. Utsad Nishaya Dairya Tat Tat Karma Pravartana. Always have this enthusiasm to proceed. He said, why you so... So after Gurudev saw this yogi, everyone was asking Gurudev, now why are you sitting here in this way? What happened? Then they thought, okay, let's do his Upavit Sanskar. This Brahmin thread-giving ceremony. Because a Brahmin boy, if his thread-giving ceremony is not done within 5 years of age, then when he'll die, he'll become a Brahmarakshas. Kshatriyas have 18 age limit. Until 18, they have time. Brahmin boy, until 5. And the Vaishyas, they have, until they're married, they have this time to get this Brahmin thread. And so, say, Gurudev's Upavit Sanskar was decided. And they called all the scholars from Varanasi. They called the Kulguru. So in the Kulguru, he said that I've given Diksha to your parents, so I'll give you Diksha also. So Kulguru said, all right, you give me, but first I'll ask you some questions, and if you answer them, then when I'm happy, and then when you give solution to my problems, then I'll accept you as my guru, or else I'll not accept you as a guru. He said, no, this is the tradition of your dynasty. They're all your grandfathers, fathers, whomever they've taken Diksha from, you should also take Diksha from that same person. So they said, no, first I'll ask you some questions, then you answer. So then the scholar said, all right, he will not agree. So then he called all scholars from Varanasi every year. See, Varanasi has always been a place of great learning. Many scholars have been residing Varanasi since a long time. Great scholars and arguing in the Shastras and everything. Even when the Mughals would come to invade Varanasi, still these scholars, by their mantra shakti, they would chase these Mughals away. Mughals are these Muslim invaders. So they say, call all these scholars. So Maharaj, he said, this Upavit Sanskar is done. But Upavit Sanskar is done for the body or for the soul or for the mind, Gurudev said. This Brahmin thread-giving ceremony is for the body, the mind or the soul. So then the Kulguru said, you're just a boy, be quiet now. Try following the Shastras, the rules, regulations. Now when you're more mature, then you'll realize all these things. Now this Upanayan Sanskar, this Upavit Sanskar, now you just agree this. Don't say if it is for the body, mind, soul and all these things. Just accept it. So then Gurudev said, what is just decorating this body? What if I just put this thread, drape it across my chest, or if I recite some mantras, Havan Yajna, this is for who? He said. What is the use of chanting these mantras? Who will be happy? Since as long as you don't chant these mantras, you'll always be ignorant. And then when you'll be enlightened, then you'll also become Brahma. Merge. Then Gurudev said, did Hanuman not have any knowledge? And then he said, oh, Hanuman was a great personality. Then why did Hanuman not become Brahma then? So in Gurudev, he told the Panditas. Tulsidas has said that Hanuman has said that the Sevak, he never becomes one with the Savior. With his Ishtadev. Hanuman said, may I never forget Hanuman said, "May I never forget that Ram is my Prabhu and I am his Sevak. I don't want to be Ram. I only want to be Ram Das. This is my identity, my self-identification." So then this way he became Ram Das. So then he didn't become Brahma. So then Gurudev said, "He never became Brahma, he became Ram Das." So here this debate started. The Ram, he's Ishwar, he's not Brahma. When, because of ignorance, then the Jiva, he becomes, Brahma becomes the Jiva. Means becomes fragmented. And one of these fragments becomes an individual Jiva. And then when Brahma comes to this world, then out when he becomes Ishwar, how? By ignorance. And when his ignorance goes away, is dispelled, then he'll become one with Brahma. When the Ajnana, the Jiva will go away, the ignorance, then the Jiva will also become Brahma. Because this is the way of the Mayavadis, to become one with Brahma. This way, you become one. Aham Brahmasmi, chant this, then you'll become Brahma. Sarva Kalam Vidam Brahma. So then Gurudev, when he had these statements, then he started doing the Shastrartha. His father, his grandfather, all started saying, "Don't debate with your Kulguru, just accept this Brahman thread." But Gurudev said, "Will I become Brahma wearing this Brahman thread, or will I be a Sevak? To be a Das or to be Prabhu?" This Tarka was not for one day. Tomorrow the genuine sanskar was to take place. And this Adivas was going to take place. And say all the arrangements were made. And then the Nandi Mukshrata means an auspicious invocation is done. You see, if you read the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas where these rituals are described, then you can see all these things. So Gurudev said, "No, I will not blindly follow. One who has no Atma Gyan, who has no relationship with Paramatma, I will never be benefited by them in any way." So then this way Gurudev, he then spoke. He gave an example of Gautam Rishi. Gautam Rishi's ashram, it will always be spring, Asantaritu. There will never be any shortage of food, water, because Gautam Rishi, he would respect, honor everyone. He would engage in this Bhagavata Upasana. He would bathe every day in the Ganga and follow all the rules and regulations. So one day what happened? One day there was a big drought, famine in the entire country. No water, nothing to feed. The cows had nothing to feed on. Everyone was fasting. Everyone were languishing. So then all the Rishi Maharishis, they all came to Gautam Rishi and they said, "We're all starving, have nothing to eat." When they came to Gautam Rishi's ashram, then Gautam Rishi respected everyone. And this way he gave food, water to everyone. Even the cows had grass to feed on. And this way, even the ponds were full of water. There was no shortage of anything. So in this way, they stayed for 1 year in Gautam Rishi's ashram. When will there be rainfall? When will we return to our ashrams? And this way, what did they say? Seeing there was no rain, there was a severe drought, and even the fire could not be lit in a yajna. So they asked Gautam Rishi that in your ashram, there's always a sacrificial fire blazing, yajna is always going on. But here you see, the sacrificial fire cannot be lit. So we cannot do yajna then. Then Gautam Rishi said, "If you want to worship Yageshwar Shihari, then you'll have to follow some rules and regulations. Then in your Gurukul, there are some disciples. They're very greedy. Even the Guru is greedy, even the disciples are greedy. See, like disciple. So therefore, so Gautam Rishi said, "You have not taught anything to your disciples. Bhoga is being offered to Bhagavan. And even before the bhoga is offered, then the disciples, they take this bhoga and they start eating it without even offering to Bhagavan. Sometimes they see a paneer sabji, they take the paneer out of the sabji and they only leave the potatoes behind. They take the rabadi away and they say, saying, oh Guruji, we're milking the cows, we're making kheer, you're offering all the kheer inside the yagya. So they'd take half and they'd hide it somewhere. And again, Gurudev would offer this kheer inside the fire and Yageshwari will not accept. Why? Because already they've taken the kheer away. These are their remnants. So how will he accept? How will this boga? They've already taken everything away. This is not boga. So Gautam Rishi chastised them that all the disciples are like this. Kalihatachivas. Don't follow any rule, regulation, nothing. They don't even bathe properly and this way. They enter inside the kitchen. They enter inside the Yagasthali, inside the temple. Then what will happen? And you see they're wearing one pair of cloth this way. And this way is not being washed for many days. So this way even... So this way you see... Foul odors coming. No tilak, no mala. And this way he enters inside the kitchen house. Enters inside the Yagasthali, inside the temple. So you haven't taught them Shishtachar. It's proper discipline. So for Yageshwar Shihari is very sad. This Yagni Devata, this fire god, he's not accepting anything. So neither can you offer to Bhagavan. So they say that when the Guru is found out what Gautam Rishi was saying, then they start looking for the disciples. So now you see, a Guru is always thinking, anyhow I should make disciples. Anyhow you become my disciple. It's a... This way... One day I was going Govardhan Parikrama. I saw a big snake. And there are many ants. They were eating the snake. Then we asked Gurudev, Gurudev, just see this big snake. And so many ants are feeding on it. Gurudev, this is not a snake. This is actually a Guru. And all these ants, they're all his disciples. They're feeding on him. Guru, he drank their blood. Whatever money they earned, the Guru took away. So now the disciples are feeding on him now. And the Guru has become the snake and all the disciples have become these ants. So the Guru, he says that all these disciples are very greedy. And Guru has become Gobar. He says, whatever the disciple says, the Guru has to listen now. He says, if you don't listen to my words, Sri Guru, then I'll see what I'll do to you then. You don't know who I am. No, properly, listen to me. Listen to every word I say. Or else you get down from this position. I'll be Guru. You step aside. Or else write down your will. Or else leave your position now. This is... One who accepts discipline, he is a disciple. Disciple means to accept discipline. Shishya means to accept shasan. Anyone doesn't accept, then he's a demon. As Gautam Rishi, by his strong words, he opened their eyes. And they all became very astonished by what he had said. And they say, all of them, they had this niyam nishta. And then they all start following this anugatya of Gautam Rishi. And then this yagyagni was lit. So much rain. Great shower. Now they start saying every day, oh Gautam Rishi, give us this permission, now we'll return to our ashram. Now the cows have so much grass to feed on. So Gautam Rishi said, don't go now, because this grass is not yet so mature. No, the grass is still sprouting now. So don't go. But they were thinking, if we stay in Gautam Rishi's ashram any longer, then we'll have to follow his guidance. And they said, we'll have to live under his guidance direction. We'll have to glorify him. Then who will respect us then? We have to run away from here, from his ashram. Therefore, we have to leave. We will no longer be like fish in the ocean. We'll be like fish in a drain. So, Matta Kanshi means one who always desires his prestige. So where will he ever be happy? So one day, Gautam Rishi, he was going to bathe in the Ganga every day. During Brahma Mutta, he was taking his Asan Mala. He was going there. Meanwhile, he saw that there was one But there was one cow almost about to die. Then Gautam Rishi said, in my ashram, I have never seen such a cow. It's going to die at any time. You see, an ashram is known by the presence of cows. The cows are served very nicely and very healthy. Then all the tirtha are present there. Dharma is present where the cows are present. The devatas are present where the cow is present. And where cows are respected. And if a cow is not respected, not served, then Gautam Rishi was thinking, where did this cow come from? Maybe this cow belongs to someone else. Then Gautam Rishi said, oh, cow mata, please let me go. Please give me way. I have to bathe in the Ganga during Brahmamurta. I have to do Pajputa Patan. I have to worship. So then he took some kush from his asan and he just like slightly touched the cow. And as soon as he touched the cow started shaking and the cow died. And all the rishis started clapping their hands. That, oh, Gautam Rishi, he has killed a cow. Now this ashram is going pure. Let's go, let's go. Then they all started leaving the ashram. Saying, let's leave from here. He's a cow killer. At that time, Gautam Rishi became very sad. He went and he bathed in the Ganga, absorbed in meditation. And he said, oh, the rishis, they made this maya, or this cow out of their maya. They wanted to leave the ashram, so they made this my cow. So Gautam Rishi was very sad, saying, I did so much for them and just see how they're repaying me. He said, such people, their mantra siddhi will never take place. If you are deceptive with Guru, then how will you, your mantras ever bear siddhi? Don't be hypocrite. Gautam Rishi said, if you just ask me, I said, go after some time, don't go now, but not very impatient. So Gautam Rishi was very sad. Now he said, where is your mantra shakti left? My mantra shakti has left you now. Or this mantra has so much shakti. Just chant these mantras and you see. But where the sadhus are disrespected. And when they're criticized, they're taunted, always taunting, criticizing, then what will happen? See, mother, father has looked after the baby. And the baby comes of age, but he doesn't look after his parents. Or sadhu is looking after disciples and disciple doesn't care. Or sadhu is criticizing him, then what will happen then? You should always glorify him. Looking after you your whole life. This way. He's very ungrateful. Very wretched. See, the Yamdutas, they asked Yamaraj, whom should we catch? And Yamaraj, he said, they who never speak of the glories of Bhagavan and his Bhaktas, only criticizing, taunting, you catch that, catch him, bring him here. I'll see. And one who doesn't remember Sri Bhagavan, this way, who remembers the things of this world, who's always criticizing all the people, always doing bad things and distributing to others, this way, saying he's like this, he's like that, only criticizing, then Yamara said, bring that person here to me. Anyone of us doesn't offer pranam even once to Bhagavan. Not that, oh, you're only doing exercise in front of Bhagavan. Soon as he enters in the temple, then he's doing dandavati so many times. Why? Then this way he's digesting food. Oh, now dal puri, bel puri, and all this burger, chow mein, pasta, pizza, they're all being made now. So he's doing 50-100 times he's doing dandavati pranam. Because he get nice digestion then. So why are you doing... saying, oh, the Goswamis have done 100 dandavats, I'll do 1,000 dandavats. And Rana Thakurji, what is your objective? Are you doing dandavat in front of Bhagavan or for whom? So that this food will be digested nicely, become very strong. So Yamaraj said, bring such people here. So his mantra shakti is lost. So Guruji said, Sandhya Atma Vinashrati, that before this doubt comes, you become very simple in front of Sri Guru. You ask for something. And in this way, there's no need to hide anything from him. Guruji would say, when your Guru, if anything will come in mind, even before we say something to someone else, first we pray in our mind. Shri Guru, and then we say to him, Because Guru, He will give the solution to all problems. Why should we? He's our Priya Bandhu. Laukik Sat Bandhu. This friendly relationship we had with him. So Gautam Rishi, he was very sad. So Gautam Rishi, he was thinking that, oh, look how they are. So then what did these other rishis do? They called Indra. And just see what they did. Because of Indra, Ahilya became stone. Gautam Rishi's wife was Ahilya. And see, Ram himself came and delivered her. See, one may try doing many bad things, but Bhagwan is always Bhagwan. He himself came and delivered her. Therefore, Guruji always says, don't criticize anyone. Don't criticize, only say Krishna Nam, Chaitanya Nam. Don't look for faults in others, saying he has fault, that fault. See, what is an ant to? Even in a golden temple, he look for an anthill, one small hole. So one comes to the Sadhu Santas, how will you advance then? How will you do this sadhana bhajan? How will your mind be one pointed? How will you advance? If you're only criticizing, taunting, looking for faults, it is not Sadhu Darshan. Then the Satrapi Durlabhanya Vaikuntha Priyadarshanam will not take place. Sadhu Darshan will not take place. Now we'll stop here now. Learn tomorrow. So in the morning, Prabhupada's Tiruvati is the day after. 12th is Tiruvati. Now for 2-3 days in the morning, we listen about Prabhupada. In the evening, we listen to Gurudev's glories. In the morning, Prabhupada's glories. And tomorrow, we'll listen. But immediately after Mangalarti. Because then